Let's return now to the big story of the week. And I guess you might be forgiven in America for thinking that the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case is just another ride on the American sunshine theme park state of Florida. You know, the state with its own history of racial tensions, with its own approach to gun laws, a state shaped like a gun. Okay, maybe Oklahoma has a gun barrel panhandle. But this case, is it just another hanging chad in the Casey Anthony curiosity of American culture called the state of Florida? Do we shake our heads, all of us, north of Tallahassee and west of Miami and say, never happened here? Well, our next guest says that's wrong. Big time, dead wrong. Author, journalist, he's reported from around the world. T.D. Allman has written many books. Perhaps his most passionate and most recent is Finding Florida. Allman says right there in Florida is all of American history, the good and the bad.
What's missing in our whole understanding of ourselves and of Florida is the tragic sense of history. You know, what we have to do when we look at Florida is see the darkness within ourselves.
So Florida is much more generalizably a microcosm of America.
Absolutely. Florida has two aspects which are complementary and only seemingly opposite. It is both aberrant and paradigmatical. By that I mean, of course, it's a nutty place. It's geographically bizarre. It is new. It's very big. For historic reasons, it does not have strong institutional traditions or intellectual traditions. At the same time, I really want to say there are very few white males of my age or females who, when they see a young black male on the street, do not somehow feel slightly alarmed. Now, what happens in a state when, say, oh, that's perfectly fine to feel that way? Furthermore, you've got the right to get out of the car, go after this black male who never came near you, and when something happens, you can shoot him dead. This is what Florida says. Now, similarly, the Stand Your Ground law, it bespeaks so many things, John. One of them is how words don't mean anything anymore. When they were putting this through the legislature, it's like these people, we all know who we mean by people. They're the people Zimmerman talked about in that recording.
African-Americans.
They come into your house. Well, you don't stand your ground when you get out of a car and go after somebody. This law is the continuation of the black codes. And the Republican-controlled legislature of Tallahassee a few years ago actually apologized for Florida racism. It says the most virulent institutionalized form of racism in the United States. And they apologized for it. They then went on and passed the Stand Your Ground law, which basically the key thing in the past of all racist legislation is the motivating fear of the uppity slave, the runaway slave. I can't use the N-word, but we all know that's what people are thinking when they do these things. And the one thing the black male must never be allowed to do is fight back. And when he does, you can shoot him.
You suggest here, though, that we can't escape history, that Florida is on some sort of cutting edge of America's sense of denial and America's sense of an inability to deal with race. But isn't there a sense that we can escape history,
we
can move beyond
these
sorts of things?
Yes, exactly what happens is immigration saves us. The state of Florida only had slavery for 15 years, and yet it marked Florida ever after. But what's coming in is immigration. The increasing diversity of America is what saves us and which opens up new possibilities.
Why hasn't that saved Florida, maybe, to the extent that this wouldn't have happened?
Yeah, I'll tell you, part of it is sometimes the worst reactionaries and the worst racists are the Yankees who come down. After Reconstruction, and they undid the work of civil rights starting in 1876, the three worst governors, one was born in New Hampshire, the other was born in Florida, and the third was born in Massachusetts. And they come down, they adopt racism. They don't call it racism. Of course, we're not allowed to do that anymore. But I want to tell your audience and tell anybody else who'll listen, this is what we're dealing with. And the problem with Florida is that what's the bad and the good of, let's take the good in immigration. I wrote another book about Florida called Miami City of the Future. Everybody said, oh, Miami's horrible, all these strange people there, it's not a part of America anymore. I said, that is America. That's our future. And here we have the same thing. I mean, we are putting guns into the hands of babies. We are putting guns into the hands of vigilantes like Zimmerman. I want to mention one other thing. I noticed when I was writing the book, and it's beginning to get a little attention, just after Zimmerman, around the time that Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin unarmed, a woman in Jacksonville shot off a gun because her abusive partner was running after her. Apparently the bullet went into a wall. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
No, a lot of people have noted that.
What's in common here? The guy who doesn't get punished has killed a black. The woman who gets sent to 20 years in prison for wounding a wall is black. Now, we will never transcend this until we face up to it. Yet America is too big and sloppy to ever go in any one direction. I mean, I could have predicted 10 years or 20 years ago that Trayvon Martin, somebody would shoot a black kid and the law of Florida would give him a pat on the back and say, oh, go home. I really couldn't have predicted that Florida would vote for a black man for president twice in a row.
So there are interesting contradictions even amidst this tragedy and sadness.
Yeah, but what we have to face up to, and we won't, our institution. One of the really great themes here is how our whole electoral, administrative, and judicial system is increasingly detached from what it needs to do to help us lead civilized. I want to say one more thing. Florida today has more of its people disfranchised via various pretexts, 20% of the black population and 10% of the white population, the poor white population, of course. And none of this is ever going to be fixed until we get past this idea that big government in Washington is the problem. Believe me, you look at history, we need a national government to protect our human rights and our constitutional rights. Trayvon Martin was an American. And he should not have been subjected to that.
T.D. Allman, author most recently of the book Finding Florida, reacting to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman verdict. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.